Hello, audio boomers. Nos waista. Good evening to those who are Welsh. And a good evening to those who are not Welsh. It's Gwentlian here. And I just thought I would come in and talk about a few things. Ramble a wee bit. I'm using the handy dandy iPhone app, which I am getting used to, although I much prefer the way the Olympus sounds. But mind you, who knows, maybe one of these days, when I either write a best-selling novel or find a rich benefactor, I can get a really good stereo mic for the iPhone. Actually, what I really want, never mind the stereo mic for the iPhone, what I really, really want is a good pair of binaurals for the Olympus. But since I don't even have a wind jammer yet, that ain't happening. Well, what did I want to say this evening? I think it's going to be a few bits and bobs, odds and sods. First of all, my friend Kim, in whose praise I am often quite effusive here just because she is an awesome lady, just got a puzzle feeder for her cat. And so I've been on the phone with her a few times today listening to the various adventures her cat has had with this feeder. Now, how these work is they are supposed to stimulate cats to actually work for their food. So one puts food in the bottom of the feeder to entice a cat, and then puts food in the top of the feeder. So the cat has to put its paws through the feeder and work the food down through the maze of little tunnels that this feeder consists of. Now at first, when Kim's cat Pen got the feeder, he just sat there and looked at her and meowed, you know, as if to say, feed me, god damn it, you bitch, feed me, excuse my language. But that's just totally what I can imagine him saying, because, you know, he's used to having his food put in front of him in a bowl, and now he has to work for it. So he sat there and meowed. The lady that helped Kim set this feeder up said that he looked very annoyed at first, because he wasn't getting his food in the usual way. Cats are lovely in so many ways. They're cuddly, they're purry, they're warm, they're fuzzy, they're cute. But I'm afraid they are hedonists at heart. They're innately selfish. So they expect things to be done for them in a certain way. And when that doesn't happen, well, they get very upset. But Pen eventually got used to the feeder, and he actually did put his paws in and start to work the food down from the top to the bottom. And then Kim and I heard him crunching on bits of kibble. It was actually quite amusing, I must say. So we're hoping that this will prevent Pen from waking Kim up at 6 o'clock in the morning, or even earlier, and continually meowing and bugging for food. Because now he'll actually have something to work for. So he might expend some energy. As usual, Kim's parents totally objected to the feeder. Even though Kim is 30-something years old and lives her own life and has her own flat. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say anything about them because they cannot defend themselves, obviously. But Kim's parents at times really get on my nerves. They are so judgmental. And every little thing they does... They does? No. Bloody Nora, where did my grammar go? Every little thing she does. Oh. Yeah, every little thing she does is, like, wrong to them in a lot of ways. Okay, now they can be good people in certain respects, too, so I'm not starting a flame fest about Kim's parents. It's just, urgh. They do a lot of things that I just perceive as being really nasty. Or, I don't know. Just kind of stupid. But there you have it. Sorry, folks. I will not go on about that anymore. They're just not very nice to her at times, that's all. And, you know, because she's my friend, I don't like to see that. Anyhow, every every little thing that he does. Can't believe I said that. Oh my life. What else was I going to talk about? I've kind of sent my own train of thought spiraling away here because I'm laughing at myself. Oh, sorry. I do tend to have a rather quirky sense of humor, and I often can't help but laugh at myself, because if you can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at, really? That reminds me, I should just add a little addendum to a boo I posted way early this morning. Oh, sorry, you're going to hear my iPhone's grandfather clock? Is it going to chime 11? But yes, I'm just going to add a wee addendum to what I said this morning, because I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. First of all, I believe that my quirkiness and my sense of humor, warped though it may sometimes be, are a part of who I am. And so when I do tease or joke around, I'm totally not intending to cause any harm. Paul Hopkins commented very nicely about that, and he said, I think people will realize that, you know, if you say something, you're actually not being deliberately offensive. It's just, when my mum brought to my attention last night that I was saying a lot of things that could be misconstrued and that I was sounding crass, I thought, oh dear, you know, I hope I haven't said anything here on Audio Boom to really upset anybody, because that's the last thing I want to do. Some people don't communicate when they're really offended or really bothered by something. And I thought, well, maybe I should just come on here and clear the air a bit with a general apology. And it really was bothering me what my mom had said, because I thought, well, maybe I've been doing this too much and I just didn't realize it. But yes, if I do tease people, I'm totally just trying to make you laugh and trying to liven things up a bit and, you know, totally being my facetious fanny self, and not meaning any real offense at all, or not really seriously meaning to take the mick out of someone. So just want people to know that. There was one other thing I was going to say. Oh yes, I know what it is. Oh, I got an email yesterday from someone from my Bible study group. Now, she's a lovely lady. I care about her dearly. But she emailed me to say, oh, I'd like you to reconsider coming back, because you know, I've been taking a break just because I can't stand this book that we're currently doing. It's so elementary, it's childish, and it really frustrates me, because it doesn't challenge my thinking at all. So anyway, this lady emailed me, and I said, I'd really like you to reconsider. Maybe you could lead a lesson for a week while one of our leaders is away in Florida. And I thought, okay, that's really nice of you. I appreciate that. But when I say I need a break, could you not just take it at that and let me be for a while? Because, you know, it really was stressing me out, because I kept finding every piece of content in this book really basic and old hat, and that was frustrating me, because I felt like I didn't have a lot to contribute, and what I did have to say wasn't very complimentary of this book. So I thought, okay, I'm being a killjoy here. That's another reason why I need to take this break. So, you know, I wrote this lady an email today and explained how I felt, you know, tried to give her my opinion as nicely as possible. And she did reply and say, okay, I understand. She said, we'll be having some meetings around Easter time that don't involve this book. And if you want to come back then, you'd be more than welcome. And I said, oh, absolutely. That would be wonderful. I'd love to. So I guess that's what's going to happen. And I just hope nobody else keeps needling me about this Bible study group, because I just need a time out. Like, can't people understand that? Because there was a lady at church on Sunday that was like, well, I won't take no for an answer. I think you should come back. We'll find something to challenge you. You know, oh, erg. If I say I need some time away, just please give me that time. And then when I do come back, I'll be a lot happier. Anyhow, I am running out of time, as usual, because somebody has